So I'm joined with Graham Turner. So Graham, how did you find the game today?
Interesting. Very, very enjoyable. I thought it was good entertainment and, delighted with the result. I mean, it's meant a lot to a lot of people. There's been a lot of hard work gone into resurrecting the fortunes of this football club. I think any supporter anywhere in the country would sympathise with the Hereford fans for what's gone on over the last few years. And it's been, now the club is being run by true supporters, people who are in it for the right reasons, people who are going to work hard for the club. I think the fan base now know that is in place, and I think they can enjoy the season. I don't think it'll be easy. I think the expectations will be a burden on the management team as well as the players, but I think the club is all set up now to go forward again.
Are there any players that stuck out for you this afternoon?
Well, I think you always take an interest in your old players, and Tony James and Rob Birdie, I thought, showed all their experience, particularly Tony at the back in one or two situations. But he formed a good partnership, I think, with Nathan Summers. It got better as the game went on, apart from a lapse for the goal. But, that will be a key for me for some of the season, that that partnership remains intact and stays solid. But you can't get away from the performance of the striker and his three goals. He's not only a goal scorer, he looks an intelligent player, he made good runs off the ball, and he was a headache all afternoon for the Dunkirk defence.
It was 18 months ago you left Shrewsbury. What do you do with yourself now? Do you just watch football matches, or do you have a...
I occasionally go to football matches. I've been made very welcome whenever I've gone back to Molineux. I've gone back to the Villa. I go to Leeds now and again. I might well come down here again, and if the entertainment's as good as it's been this afternoon, I'll be well pleased.